Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wake Up with Hope, Monday, March the 13th. The number 13 is a great number because oftentimes we think of that as a negative number. But remember, Jesus had 12 disciples, so 12 disciples plus Jesus equals 13. Today, as we begin a brand new week, I want to share some thoughts with you on being the chosen of God. What did God have in mind when he chose us? There is something God wants to accomplish that requires our earthly existence. I want to say that again. I want you to make sure you get this and write this down this morning. There is something God wants to accomplish that requires our earthly existence. It is related to a plan that God had in mind when he chose us. And when we are born, we don't know initially what being chosen of God means. We have to be born again, obviously, to know that. But even when you're born again, you don't really know why God chose you and what your commission is on this earth. But God has a set time, as we were talking about last week, for everything. And he chose us, and he put us in time, we're ruled by time when we're in the earth, for a set time, because he has chosen us before the foundation of the earth. Galatians 4:4 says that when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman made under the law. So if there had to be a fullness of time or a set time before God could send forth his Son, born of a woman made under the law, think about it. He had to be born, and he had to be born under the law for a reason. To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So there we find a purpose in Galatians 4. There we read of this purpose. There was a reason, but there had to be a time that God had to send his Son. Well, there's a time that you had to be sent to earth. There was a purpose Jesus had to accomplish, and there is a purpose you have to accomplish as well. In Ephesians 1, a beautiful portion of scripture, we read that we were chosen. It declares, he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So let's look at that. We were chosen before you came to earth. God already knew, because God knows everything. And remember, you're living your life out backwards. God has already finished you before he started you. It's like going to a racetrack and knowing you have to run a race, and you are told, listen, you've already won. Here's your trophy. It's already done, but you have to run your race. Well, God has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy. Note that, Without holiness, you can't see God. So God's already chosen you before he even placed you on earth, before he even placed the world to be. So think that through. Before even the foundation of the world, he chose you to be holy and blameless before him in love. So I want to come back to what I originally stated. There is something God wants to accomplish that requires your existence, or you wouldn't be here. Do you know how many seminars and conferences there are in the world for people to find their purpose? Why am I here? Whether they are believers or they're not, people want to know their purpose. Well, you can't know your purpose until you know the God who gave you the purpose. We were created for something. There is something that must be accomplished through our existence on earth. That is why it is important to note that no matter who you are, God has a purpose for your life. And it is related to a plan that God had in mind when he chose you. The word chosen in the Greek is eklegomi. Now, I'm hoping I pronounced that correctly, but I will spell it correctly for sure. Eklegome. Again, the Greek word eklegomi is chosen. The root meaning, ek, E-K, is a point from when motion begins and action proceeds. So this Greek word, chosen, the root means a point from when motion begins and action proceeds. So when God chooses you, motion begins and action proceeds. It's already been put into motion. The choosing of God is the point when motion begins. So before you even came to earth, God chose you, and the motion or the action for that choosing to proceed began when God chose you, before you even got here. And you will live your life here unfulfilled until you come in to that purpose of that choosing. So again, there is a choosing, God has chosen you, and everything is in motion from that moment onward until you connect with your assignment. You see, in a choosing, when God chooses us, he chooses you for a purpose. And you don't really know what that is. You have to seek the Lord. God just doesn't say to you, oh, great, you're born again. Here's your purpose. You seek the Lord. You pray. You have faith. You believe. You get to know him. And the more you seek him, you are actually in the motion of your choosing. So again, God's already set it in motion, but your hunger for God, your desire for God, your seeking after God is getting you to your purpose. The word purpose means intention. So when people say, I need to know my purpose. What's my purpose? Why am I here? You're really saying, God, show me what I have intended to be. Your purpose is your intention. What is my purpose? In other words, God, what's my intention? What have I intended to be? What did you desire for me to be? What did you have in mind when you chose me? Have you ever just sat back and thought about this? What did God have in mind when he chose me? I am chosen of God, but what did he have in his mind when he chose me? And how am I going to get into his mind and know what that is? How do I really know what I'm chosen to do? How do I really know what my purpose is? People search their whole lives to find their purpose. So many people die with unfulfilled purpose. But we must know, as we serve the Lord, that God had something in mind, and we cannot leave earth until we know what that is. You have to make it your intention to find what God chose you to become. You've got to find your purpose. You know, in your purpose is your assignment. When the purpose of God becomes your assignment, then God will fulfill your desire. I want to make sure you're following me this morning, because I know it's early, those of you listening live, and we've got to wake up. When purpose is what you're looking for, and you connect with it, and then you realize, oh my goodness, my purpose is my assignment. What am I called to do? Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why am I here? What is my calling? Well, your calling and your purpose are the same thing. So you have to realize, wow, this purpose, this thing that God has called me to do is my assignment in the earth. You have been assigned a job from God. You have been assigned a commission from God. What did the Lord say to the disciples? I'm giving you an assignment, the Great Commission. Here's your assignment. Go into all the world and spread the gospel. Go. He gave them an assignment because their purpose became their assignment. They didn't know that in 3.5 years they followed the Lord. They were getting to know him. You don't know this initially. It comes as you get to know him, and it has to bring you to a place in which, unless you find it, nothing else will satisfy. That is what hunger is about. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. There must be a hunger for God. There must be a hunger, because without the hunger, how are we going to get there? Being chosen sounds great. Oh, many are called. Few are chosen. Oh, great. we're chosen. But what does that really mean? That means you've got to hunger for God in a greater way. You've got to pursue God in a way you've never pursued him before. There is an assignment that you've got to fulfill, and you can't leave earth until you fulfill it. God has his chosen people. Who are the chosen? The ones who have chosen to surrender all to him. Not every Christian is chosen because not every Christian wants to surrender everything. Many are called, few are what? Chosen. There's a verse in Luke 18 that declares, will not God answer the cries of his elect who cry unto him day and night? That word elect is chosen. How about Matthew 24:22? Unless those days had been cut short, no life would have been saved except for the sake of the elect, the chosen. Those days would be cut short. First Peter 2:4. And coming to him as to a living stone, which has been rejected by men, but is chosen and precious in the sight of God. You see, Jesus was chosen. And if Jesus was chosen, he had to come to earth and find his purpose. And he did. There is something God wants to accomplish that requires your existence. You're existing, not to barely make it. Oh, great, we're going to, you know, live our life, work this job, retire, oh, then go home to be with the Lord. You've got to find what your purpose is. You've got to find your earthly existence. And that earthly existence has an assignment attached to it. God has something he has to accomplish in you. Now, you could be young, middle-aged, you could be 100 years old right now and still not come into this yet. But you're not going to leave until you do. Why not begin to search after it today? Chosen, again, from the Greek, eklegomi, the root, ek, ek, the point from when motion begins and action proceeds. When God says, I chose you, he put that calling into motion before you even came to earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. The assignment of your life is in your purpose. And God will give you the desire to fulfill it. You know, when I was in my early 20s, just coming out of the world, and God was doing such a work in me, I thought I had my life planned out. And I had it all figured out, and I knew exactly what I was going to do, and what I would become, and God just allowed me to believe a lie, do it my own way, fulfill my own carnal desires until I was halted in the middle of it with sickness for 2 years. After I came through that, that is when I realized I was chosen. I had no idea before that, and I was raised as the daughter of D. Bolin. My dad, one of the holiest men that ever walked the face of the earth, and a man who knew the word like nobody. That man lived it and lived in it day and night. And his character, the way he walked, it was truly, truly a distinguished walk from people that we see today. However, I had to find my earthly existence. You see, Dad found his. I didn't know mine. He found at a very young age, at 11, he came into something. He realized something happened in him that was different. And he started coming into that very young. But I had not come there yet. And so God had to get my attention. You see, you can't come into it until God gets your attention. And God gets your attention through trials. When life is great, we just keep on going with the tide. But when things aren't so great, we start seeking the Lord. Well, then I started seeking the Lord. And for 2 years, I sought the Lord. And I only sought the Lord for healing. That's what I wanted. I wanted to be healed so I can go back to what I thought was my purpose. Little did I know that God was going to show me his purpose. You know, we have our minds set on something. Well, this is my assignment. I'm going to fulfill this until God gets a hold of us. But in that 2 year period, though I was only seeking God to be healed, I realized there was more than just being healed. I needed to seek God to know God. And I began to know him. Not just know his healing power, but fall in love with him, to know him intimately, to have a revelation of who I was serving. And the closer I got to him, the intimacy that was birthed from that 2 year period in the sickbed, that intimacy removed the desire of the carnal purpose and gave me the desire for the eternal one. I thought my earthly existence was to be famous, make money, have all these things. But there's something so beyond things. Having wealth and fame and riches and things doesn't mean you have the power to change a life. Doesn't mean you have the power to raise the dead. Doesn't mean you have the power and the dominion and the authority over demons. Doesn't mean you walk in the kingdom of God. So God had to wipe out my old way of thinking before he could bring me into the new one. He chose me just like he chose you. And we are here to find the reason for our existence, and the assignment is in the purpose, and you have got to connect with it. How many of you listening to me right now, you know that there is something there? You've been seeking the Lord, but you just have not fulfilled your assignment. It's like the teacher in school saying, now, I want you to write a 20-page essay on this topic. This is your assignment. And you sit there and you look at that, and you know that that's your assignment, but too busy to fulfill it. Well, I'll do it when I have time. Time never comes. I know I'm supposed to do this. I know I'm supposed to do that. People say this to me all the time. I know I'm supposed to do this, and I know I'm supposed to do that. But why haven't you done it? And we wonder why we live unfulfilled lives. We have to come in to the fulfillment of our purpose. And that's going to be on us. You see, God has done everything. Again, He chose us. The point of motion began. Action has proceeded. God has allowed you to go through times of trials and tribulations. He's allowed you to be processed, to let go of everything that you want to reason in and reason out. He has let you go through all of the things that you could try to figure out until you come to the end of yourself. And it takes time. You see, it took me 2 years and more than that, but that was the initial part for me, to fall in love with Him. And then after that, God began to change my desire. And instead of wanting to go out there and do something that I wanted, now I had no more desire for myself. It was about Him. And then God began to show me that my purpose was to know Him, to love Him, and to bring others into the kingdom, and to use me as a preacher. The furthest thing from my mind. Never would I in a million years choose that. But God did, and God chose me to do that before I even came to earth, before He even formed the earth. Same with you. So if you're listening to me today, let's say you haven't come into this yet. I would encourage you to continue to seek the Lord and ask Him, Lord, what is my purpose? Put that in me. Whatever it is, lead me to it, Lord. I don't want to miss my assignment in the earth by doing something that is not Your will. You chose me, Lord. Show me what it is. And do you know the more you seek Him, He will reveal it to you. But oftentimes, it is not revealed to us because we aren't going after it. We're not hungering and thirsting after Him. We're not seeking Him. God's not just going to drop it in your lap. You've got to seek Him. I sought the Lord, and even after I was healed, I still continued to seek the Lord. We have to continue to make Him a priority. That's how we come into it. It's so important. Again, I'm going to reiterate some things because people don't get things the first time. I can say something and you forgot it 3 minutes later. Why? Because you got to write it down. You got to hear it again. Repetition. We need repetition. The more you hear it, the more you say it, it becomes a reality and you remember it. Purpose means what? What did I say earlier? Purpose means intention. So you have to say, Lord, show me what I have intended to be. What did You intend me to be? What's my purpose? What's my intention? Show me, Lord. And you seek after Him. You read His word. You worship Him. You pray. You go after God. And you know what? You're gonna find it. You're going to know exactly what it is. There will be no shadow of a doubt. Lord, what did You have in mind when You chose me? Have you ever asked the Lord that question? What is this about? I was up at 1 o'clock this morning. Didn't go to bed till after 2. I was having my moment with God. Lord, where do we go from here? What am I doing? Of course I know my purpose and I know my calling. But sometimes you wonder, what's the next step now? I've accomplished this, this, and this. Now what? What's the next part or stage? What is the next degree of this calling? and this choosing and this purpose. So you have it initially, and once you get into it, there are degrees to it. It's one thing for God to call you, like he called me, and say, okay, go preach the gospel. Okay, great. But there are many layers to that. There are degrees to things God calls us to do. And it evolves as we get deeper and deeper and deeper into your purpose. You'll find it will evolve. The more we get into it, the more God will reveal to us until you come to the fulfillment of it. Blessed be his name. Remember in Ephesians 1, he chose us in him before the foundation. What does that mean? Goes back to the Greek word eklegomi. Kind of tough to say. E-K-L-E-G-O-M-E. Eklegomi. It goes back to chosen. The root meaning ek. E-K. Point of motion. So chosen in him before the foundation and before the foundation of the world is very important for you to know. We weren't chosen outside of him. We were chosen in him. That means it was in his heart the entire time to choose you, place you on earth in a certain time period, and give you an intention and a purpose. Hallelujah. God placed you on earth to accomplish something. There's a reason for your existence. That is why suicide is so wrong. People haven't found their purpose when they do that. When they end their life prematurely, they never found their true earthly existence, the purpose of it. You will only find that in him because it was birthed in him. Hallelujah. So today, some of you listening, you're still searching for that. Others of you, you're in it. And you are actually accomplishing it. And then others of you are in it, but you've stopped. So again, either you're searching for your purpose, you haven't found it yet, you're in it and you're going forward with it, or you're in it and you've stopped. What has God called you to do? What is your assignment in the earth? And why have you stopped? Oh, that's a good question. Only you can answer. Well, sometimes people stop because they have lack of motivation. They don't feel like doing it anymore. But we can't live by feeling. We have to live by purpose, knowing what God has called us to do. Remember, purpose means intention. There's an intention for your life. God intended you to do something and accomplish something in the earth. And that may touch only one life, but you don't know how many lives one life that you're called to touch will touch. I want to restate that. You may be called. Your purpose may just be to one life, but you have no idea how many lives that one life will touch. So you better fulfill your purpose. You may be called to write a book or many books. And if you don't release that book or books, then you aren't fulfilling your assignment. God's not going to call you to write something and not give it to somebody and not bless somebody, because God is using you as a channel to get a message out to someone by writing a book. Do you know how many people I know? I mean, it's been going on for years and years and years. How many people I have met, and it's still going on today. God called me to write this book. You know, there's a book I'm supposed to write. Oh, a book here, a book there. I know the world has millions and millions and millions of books. But you are in this century, you're in this time, and there is a word God has put you to release, and maybe you're not a preacher standing behind a pulpit, but maybe you're a preacher in a book. We cannot continue to hold back that which God has purposed for us to be and for us to do. When the purpose of God becomes your assignment, God will give you the desire to fulfill it. You see, the purpose has to be your assignment. There's a passion in purpose. It's just something you know you have to do. Preaching the gospel is just something I knew I had to do. And I had no training. I had no seminary degree when God called me. Of course, I lived with a seminary, my dad. It was amazing what I have learned from my father. But at the reasoning time, because there was a time of reasoning for me in my mind. Well, I'm not qualified. I don't have a degree. I don't have experience. All these things. But people can get degrees and still not know their purpose. But when God brings you into that, that purpose of your life becomes your assignment. The purpose of my life to preach the good news has become my assignment. And that assignment has many, many facets. That assignment took me to New Orleans, Louisiana for 10 years. That assignment took me to radio. That assignment took me to television. That assignment took me to people that I would have never met before. That assignment took me to a closet in which I have written books. That assignment took me to studios in which I have recorded messages. That assignment has taken me to the homes of people in which needed a word or a healing, because it connected with my purpose. And early this morning, I was crying out to God between 1 and 2 a.m. Because I am in a new season. We're in the year of Jubilee. And there are things in this assignment and this purpose that I know have yet to be fulfilled. And I told the Lord, whatever it is, just give me the passion to fulfill it, the next part of this journey. Because I am already in it. But there's a new phase. There's a new place. There's a new season. There's a new opening now. And I've got to go forth into that assignment. And it takes big faith. I know where God is leading me next. And it takes big faith. Huge faith. Bigger faith than I've had. But I know that God has already ordained it to be, because he already chose me to do it. Hallelujah. There are things that you are chosen to do. You're still on earth for a reason. And it's time for us to make the purpose the priority. Not make excuses as to why we can't, but make it a priority. And when we do, will fulfill it. You're listening to me this morning. There's a calling on your life, no doubt. God has chosen you. So what are you doing with what God has called you to do? Maybe in your mind it seems insignificant, but there's nothing insignificant when God is part of it. Trust me, when God is in the middle of it, you're your insignificance becomes significant. Maybe you think it's too small or no one cares. If God has spoken to you and told you to do it, do it. You don't know how many lives will be touched by it, and whatever that may be. That may be to use your money to fund something for the kingdom. That may be you ministering hope to one individual. That may be to write. It may be to speak. It may be to build something. There are so many ways of looking at it. But the important thing is, the important thing is that you find it. And you continue to persevere to fulfill completely your assignment in the earth. We don't want a partial fulfillment. We want the complete fulfillment. You know, when you look at the life of Paul, wow, that's a life of complete fulfillment of an assignment. I have run the race. I have finished my course. And now is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Who can say that? I have run my race to the finish, not halfway. In other words, I have gotten an assignment. I was chosen by God. I fulfilled it. And now I get a crown. How many people can actually say that? I have run my race. I have finished my course. I did it. I surrender everything. I don't count my life dear to myself. I've died to self. None of these things move me because there's none of me left. It's not I. It's now Christ. And Christ isn't moved because the boat is filling up with water and the wind is tossing it in the middle of the sea. Christ isn't moved because the mountain is so high and the valley is so deep. Jesus is not moved by the storm in your life. You are. But when you have come to the place that it is no longer your life, then you're not moved anymore. And none of these things move me. Who can say that? Somebody cuts you off in the road. You're driving down the road and somebody cuts you off, comes into your lane. You get mad. You shout. If that is still moving us, we have a long way to go. So how do we get there? Daily, daily, daily. I can't emphasize this enough. It's a daily walk. It's a daily death. It's a daily surrender. It's a daily persistence. Pursuit of God. We have to be persistent in our walk, not complacent in our walk. Paul says, I die, not once, I die daily. So it's a daily death. It's a daily crucifixion. It's a daily walk. Your purpose is lived out daily. And we've got to continue to press on. No one dies in a day. The flesh is hard to kill because it's linked to the Adamic nature. But only when we can continually press on and die to this nature can we truly come into the fulfillment of that purpose. You see, that purpose is sitting there waiting on you. God's already set it into motion. You've got to catch up to it. And whether we feel like it or not, we must surrender to what God has called us to do. Listen, I didn't feel like being a preacher, trust me. Sometimes I still wonder what in the world and why. I don't really want to preach to these people. I don't feel like it. Can't go by feeling. Go by purpose. When God called me, I didn't feel like doing this. I didn't want to do this. But I had to lay aside what I wanted and how I felt and surrender to the purpose. And now that I have, all these years later, my purpose is the assignment on my life. You see, this purpose now has become my assignment. And I have to fulfill it, and so do you. I pray today that you'll be encouraged to know that you were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. And there is something God wants to accomplish in you and through you. You would not be placed on earth if you did not have a purpose. God doesn't place people on earth to fill up space. God has a reason for your life. And if you will just seek after him, it will all, and I mean every single part of it, will come into fruition. You will see everything come together. And if you're listening today and you still don't know, seek him harder. Spend more time. Get in his presence. Do you know that when I was spending time with the Lord, I never said to the Lord, where are we going? What's my reason for being here? What's my purpose? I didn't say things like that. I just sought after him. If we search after him, everything will be made manifested. If you seek me, you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. So we seek him because our purpose is in him. When you seek him, you'll find your assignment. I sought him. I didn't seek a calling. I sought the God of my calling. And when you fall in love with him and he becomes your everything, then you know your purpose and your assignment. When he becomes your calling, everything lines up. You know how many jobs I had after I came out of the modeling world? I was trying to figure out what to do. I tried this, I tried that, I tried everything. And none of them were, it didn't feel right. It was never fulfilling until I connected with the purpose. And that's how you'll know. You will finally know this is what I am called to do. And there will be no more searching. But we seek after him, and that's how we find it. Not seeking after the call, seeking after the God who called you. That's how you'll find it. And I know many of you listening to me, you are in it. You have found it. But have you obeyed it? Are you doing it? Are you in the middle of it? Are you growing in it? Is the purpose becoming the reality? Is the purpose of your life continuing to expand? It takes a lifetime to fulfill. But we've got to keep pressing on or we'll get stuck in one place. We can't. We've got to go and fulfill all of it. Remember what Paul said? I've run my race to the finish line. I didn't stop halfway. To finish the course means he got to the end. We can't just do it halfway. We've got to go all the way with this purpose God has given us. Blessed be his glorious name. And all of this happens in the right time and season. We're in that season right now. But the purpose and plans of God are being fulfilled in our lives. And we've got to connect with the season. Before we close today, I want to remind every single one of you to do everything you can to come to the Good Friday service. It's that important. It's a Jubilee year, and God has something tremendous planned. Don't miss it for anything. I want you to come. Bring your family, bring your friends, invite people. It's going to be a powerful evening, actually a powerful weekend. You can get your free tickets at SharonBolin.com. We are actually about 4 weeks or a little less than 4 weeks away. So make plans now to come. And if you have a prayer request today, if you want to share a comment on what I have presented this morning, please be sure to email me at contact@SharonBolin.com. The Lord bless you. Have a wonderful day.